This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Studio Lounge interviews at CU Fin Health, brought to you by PSU Co-op Solutions.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of CU Fin Health here in beautiful Denver, Colorado. And in the studio lounge, we have Nicole Meller from Green Path Financial Wellness. How are you, Nicole?
I'm so well. So happy to be here. It's been a great few days.
No doubt. Yeah, we are in the home stretch right now.
We are.
And yeah.
My brain is like...
any highlights in your brain that's about to expand a lot?
Yeah. I mean, so much. There's been a lot of really key insights. I think, you know, it's really inspiring to be in a room of people who are really committed to making a difference, that credit union differentiator, and really hearing the ideas, seeing how, you know, we're trying to do hard work.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
Helping people get financially healthy, there's no one right path to get there.
Right.
And so I find for myself, getting to hear all of the different cool things that are happening out there, it's just so inspiring to say, this industry is doing good things.
Oh yeah.
And
oh,
it's very it's a very inspiring thing to
yeah.
walk away.
The group of people that is that are at this conference, they are on a mission.
Yes.
So they are here for a particular reason, and it's really refreshing to see.
It really is.
And it's very inspiring as well.
Yep.
So yeah. So and in that room in there, there's still probably 100, 150 some people
yep.
out of the 200 that were attending. So that says a lot about the show when that many
yes.
people are staying for the last day. And yeah, they are definitely on a mission. It's really refreshing to see. So yeah, but I want to back up a little bit here. Tell
sure.
us a little bit about Green Path and what you guys do
yeah.
and how you help credit unions.
I would love to. So Green Path is a national nonprofit financial wellness company. We started in the credit counseling space. So really where we focus our efforts when it comes to financial wellness is really trying to pair with people to do one-on-one financial counseling, financial coaching, really spending time with people to understand where are they at, where do they want to go, and using elements like behavioral science
yeah, yeah.
and human-centered design to really encourage people to take action, right? You can talk all you want, but how do you get people to take action?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you get people to take that first step? Because I think the first step is the hardest thing. So Green Path has been on a journey. We've been in business for 60 years, trying to figure out how do we get people to have the courage to take that first step
mm-hmm.
with their finances,
mm-hmm.
and how do we get them to a place where they're going to be taken care of.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what Green Path does. We do financial counseling. We also have a lot of educational materials available. We're kind of a one-stop shop, pairing with the credit unions to give them the resources that they
mm-hmm.
need to meet the people that they serve.
So what are some of the conversations you've been having with folks here? Because I've been hearing
so
a lot
many.
About Green Path
yeah.
just in my conversations with people. I'm like, Green Path again? What? So you guys are very popular here.
Yeah. Well, great. That's fantastic.
Based
I like
on what
that.
I heard.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, one thing I love about the company that I work for is we're really trying to, you know, in the way that credit unions are trying to disrupt the financial industry space and really be different, Green Path is trying to be different. We're really trying to understand what people need on their financial journey. We do a lot of design thinking, human-centered design, to talk to people. You know, why are you in this situation? What, you know, what would help you here? Rather than make assumptions from our place of doing this for 60 years, I think it's really easy
mm-hmm.
When you've been in doing the same work for so long to make assumptions. And I think some of the conversations we've been having, it's so funny, because you usually find people who fall into two camps, right? The like, we want to do everything in person, you know, we want to talk and have those, you know, interpersonal relationships. And then you've got the other people who are like, we're going digital. We've invested in our,
yeah.
you know, technology.
Yeah.
And that's really where our strategy and focus is. And both are right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think people like to think of those as a competing priority, like, oh, it's either the tech and figuring out how to automate how we connect with more people, or it's the we're all in on our branches and all in on talking to people. But when you think about the microcosm of America and what people need, they need both. those are not actually competing priorities, right? And I think as an industry, as an individual organization, how can you pair? Nobody can do this alone, right? We have to do this together. How can we pair together? If you don't have the resources to do that in your organization, how do you prioritize your strategy to say, I will make the investments, because there are fabulous people out there, fabulous vendors out there doing this work, like GreenPath.
Yeah, of course. And I think the digital and the in-person, or the, there's a term called digital, physical and digital.
Yes.
I think we've all heard that before.
I love that.
But they complement each other really, really nicely. If you can find that balance, I think you're golden.
Yes, and you know, when you think about having like a lifelong financial relationship with somebody, even during the course of a lifetime, you are going to want things digitally sometimes, and you're going to want things in person sometimes. It's not a one size fits all. And really finding right person, right approach, right time. Mm-hmm, and I think that's the journey GreenPath's on, is to help people in this industry with their financial wellness strategies to figure out how can we help aid you to get those right people at the right time with the right approach.
Yep, indeed. Well said. Yeah. Well said. And you wanted to talk about automation versus connection. Friends, not foes.
Yes.
So share with me some insight here.
Yeah. So I think, you know, GreenPath is very fortunate because this technology and, you know, AI is the hot topic nowadays, right? We have made some investments in some of our digital products. We have an online learning management system that's available to our partners. And we've been on a journey to try to figure out, you know, historically everything has been, you know, very like in person, even since COVID, right? When, you know, the era of the video, right? How do you reach people? It's a resource heavy, but very connection-based approach to providing financial wellness strategies. As GreenPath has been on our journey with digital and our digital products, with our learning management system, we also have a virtual financial coach chatbot. It's been so interesting to see how the two come together. For example, our virtual chatbot, we spent a really long time figuring out how to show up with empathy. Because when you're working...
Big one right now.
Yeah, when you're working, even when you're, you know, let's pretend you've gotten off work, you're tired, right? You've had a long day, you've just made dinner. Your brain space, if you need something, you may not have the energy to deal with an interaction that's not going to get you what you need quickly. You're looking for easy.
Oh, yeah.
You're looking for fast. You're looking for happy, right? But then the next day when you're in a different space, right, you may have different needs. How can we show up in that way? Mm-hmm. And I think that is... rather than seeing them as competing priorities, how might you craft a financial wellness strategy that's really going to prioritize both? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you talked to folks here about this, and what's been the reaction?
Well, you know what's so interesting is I think a lot of credit unions are starting to really prioritize their technology depending on their resources, right?
Completely.
But those that are really kind of all in. And then those who are maybe not there yet are really all in on their in-person strategy. And I think the conversations that I've been having is, can both be true? Mm-hmm. Can you do both? Mm-hmm. Is it possible to set objectives for your organization where you can say, yes, this is a priority. Yes, we want to go into this space. But that doesn't mean we're going to lose this important thing, because humans are diverse. This microcosm of people that we're trying to help, no matter what community you're in as a credit union, there's no one-size-fits-all approach to those people. They have different needs.
Oh, completely. Yeah. Never. I don't think we've ever been in a time where we have so many, I don't want to say demographics, but so many groups of people having such diverse needs.
Yes.
Especially in like just communication, for example.
Oh my
gosh, there are so many different channels now to connect with people, you know, where they are in their lives, you know. So yeah, very complicated.
And I think one of the biggest topics I've been talking about with people is this threat of don't make assumptions, right? So, for example, my son, he's 19. I think there's a lot of assumptions we make about, you know, young adults. They want everything on their phone. They want everything digital. Well, my son has been keeping all of his money in a Cash App. And here I am. I work in the credit union space. I'm like, oh, poor buddy. You got to get your money into a credit union, right? And I assumed... Here I am doing the exact thing that I tell people not to do. I assumed he would only want to do it digitally, so I'm finding him credit unions in our area where you can open an account digitally.
Sure.
And he was like, Mom, I want to go in. I want to talk to somebody if I'm going to start this.
Yep.
And so I think as you're thinking of your strategy, don't make assumptions about what any race, gender, subgroup wants, really stay committed to that design thinking and go out, bring the outside in, and figure out how can you have a diverse approach that's going to help you with.
I have heard that story so many times and experienced it in my family as well with our kids. And they want to go, especially when they're starting out an account, opening an account, or getting an automobile loan, they want to go in and talk to somebody. Yeah, they are all over the digital or all over the mobile, 110%. But when they want to start something that they're not semi-familiar with, they want to go talk to somebody.
He had no idea what a credit union was. That was a fun conversation. I was like, why haven't I been bringing this up at dinner more often?
Well, there's your opportunity.
Yeah, there we go.
For sure. Oh my gosh. Well, anything else here? Anything else to add? I know we could talk for hours on this type of stuff, but I know you want to get back in there and say hi to everybody. But
I just think, you know, as we were talking about earlier, it's so inspiring to be here. And I think the biggest thing to remember is no one entity can do this work alone. We are really all better together. Mm-hmm. And how might you figure out with your financial wellness strategy, where is your strength? What are you good at? How can you lean into those strengths? You know, are you good in the digital space? Are you good in the in-person space? Do that. That's your strength. Yeah. That's what you're good at. But don't stop there. How do you fill in the other gaps? And if that's not your strength, go out there. There are so many wonderful organizations who are doing this work. Prioritize it in your financial wellness strategy and find a path forward so that you can reach the people who need to hear about this amazing work and whose lives could be changed.
Oh, completely, completely. Yeah. And what you just said, you are in the right place.
Yes.
Based on what you just said, for sure. All right, Nicole, well, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah.
Congrats on the success at GreenPath already. I mean, yeah,
you guys seem
like the talk of the town here. So
we tried to have some fun. We tried to bring the fun.
All right, Nicole, thank you again. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you so much.
Well,
Studio Lounge Interviews at CUFIN Health, brought to you by PSU Co-op Solution. Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.